This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If I asked you to name some of the hot spots for television production, you could probably come up with some of them, couldn't you? L.A., of course. New York and Washington, D.C. for their backdrop, scenery being everything. Here's another one, though. Connecticut. What it lacks in glitz and glamour, it makes up for in tax policy. Craig Lamoltz from WSHU explains.
Stamford, Connecticut seems to have become the center for TV shows where fights break out. Maury Povich and Jerry Springer film here. WWE Wrestling is based in Stamford. The soaps One Life to Live and All My Children are shooting here. NBC Sports, which includes boxing, is in Stamford now. There's the National Hockey League Network and the legal forum for TV squabbles, the People's Court. It's a little quieter on the People's Court set as Kevin Sagala walks in.
This is the same People's Court set that they've used for years and years and years, and they moved it from New York here into Connecticut, and it looks just like a regular courtroom, right?
It does, except for the ceiling full of lights and the cameras. Sagala is the CEO of the Connecticut Film Center, which owns the building this studio is in. The Connecticut Film Center is a for-profit company with a business model of luring TV shows with the promise of state tax incentives and then providing them with facilities and production services. Sagala says his initial plan was to start the business in Massachusetts, which he told the Connecticut Speaker of the House at the time when he ran into him.
He said, well, why are you going to do that? And I said, well, they have an excellent tax incentive there. And he says, well, we'll pass a tax incentive here. And I said, well, they got a 25% tax incentive. And he said, well, I'll pass a 30% tax incentive.
And that's what Connecticut did.
The experience we've had here and some of the inducements made it make more sense.
That's NBC Sports chairman Mark Lazarus in 2011 when they made the announcement of the move. He called it a strategic decision driven by where they think they can create the best product. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the high-paying jobs lead to more income tax revenue for the state, and there are property taxes for the city.
We rolled out the carpet for some folks in Stamford just a few years ago that led to other folks saying, hey, if they can do it for them, they can probably do it for us.
For the TV shows, the attraction to the Nutmeg State is more than just the tax breaks. It's close to New York, but can be a lot cheaper. And for NBC Sports, there may be another draw. A little over an hour away in Bristol, Connecticut, is ESPN. And poaching some of that talent is probably a lot easier when you're nearby. Kevin Sagala of the Connecticut Film Center says overall, Connecticut may have added as many as 10,000 jobs in the TV industry.
The TV business is a large and growing business. Taking a nice sliver of that is significant to the economy in Connecticut. And we got a good sliver here.
And he's fighting to make that sliver into a real slice. In Stamford, Connecticut, I'm Craig Lamolt for Marketplace.